Coach Beltran, you have a scrimmage on Saturday with La Habra. We're here Wednesday morning. Tell us about the sessions and the sessions leading up to that scrimmage.
Well, we're working 2 days a week, practice in the morning and the afternoon, and our kids are working hard. You know, we're looking forward to Saturday's scrimmage against La Habra. You know, it's always a good barometer or indicator of, you know, where we're at and, you know, how much work we need to do. And, you know, it's always a good contest.
What did you like from this morning's practice, and what are the areas of concern or improvement?
Well, I think just like everybody else, you know, I think we want to see improvement every day, after every practice, and that's what we look for. You know, there are certain things we look for from certain individuals. You know, trying to go ahead and see what kids are capable of, what their capabilities are. So, in general, we're just looking for improvement from everyone, and trying to stay healthy.
Coach, one of the themes that you had mentioned throughout the spring and early summer was the sense of payback for this team, or this team wanting to prove that last year was just a fluke. That's not what Lucerna football is, going 3-7. Is that still that team still have that hunger?
I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily just, you know, trying to prove whether last year was a fluke or not. I think we have a lot of kids that are returning, a lot of kids that got a lot of playing time. And starters, and I think definitely the kids were not happy with their performance last year, and you know, I understand that, but at the same time, you know, that's not our whole motivation. I mean, it's we want to do better, but at the same time, you know, we keep that in perspective.
Coach, you mentioned that you have a ton of starters back. I believe it's 18. How does that change? I mean, are the competitions for each position still very much open, still pretty much active, or were they set when you had those guys coming back?
No, I mean, there's 18 kids that started at least, you know, five or six games last year for us, whether they started the first five or the first six due to injury, whatever it might be. But we do have, you know, we're fortunate enough to have all those kids back. But at the same time, you know, we did go 3-7, so, you know, take that with a grain of salt. But, no, there's still competitions going on. You know, there's a few kids that we moved to different positions, and that has opened up maybe another spot for someone else. So it's still, there's still a lot of competition going on for some of those spots.
And lastly, Coach, let me get a couple of thoughts about your zero-week game. You're going to be out in San Diego. That's got to be quite a thrill for these young men.
You know, the reason we scheduled the zero-week at Bonita Vista, it's an opportunity for us to play at good facilities, which is at Southwestern College, and also play a quality team, and, you know, provide an opportunity for these young men to go and develop some memories, you know, by going out to San Diego and maybe, you know, providing the opportunity for them and their families and their teammates to spend some time together while we're out there, and then we'll be back to work on Monday.